dose of Dominican preaching. Today's preaching is from South Africa by Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is currently a pastor and a lecturer in scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Full of Himselflessness. Full of Himselflessness. And it comments on a passage from the Gospel of John, which reads, Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
We celebrate Laurence, deacon and martyr, martyred this day in 258 in Rome. The diaconal vocation within the early church was a vocation of profound service and of outreach, an outreach to touch the very lives of the suffering and the vulnerable, giving consolation, giving also means, and giving hope for the future. The deacons, in a special way, incarnate the works of mercy of the Church, a diaconal calling we all have by our baptism, and some are called by example to nourish us in that diaconate call, in that diaconal service of others. And the text for today is a text which occurs often on the Feast of Martyrs. It is, in fact, the first of Jesus' farewell discourses, not the farewells to his disciples, which starts in chapter 13, but rather the farewell to the greater crowd who follows him. And in here the context is a group that arrives and wants to speak to Jesus. So the apostles quickly chain through each other and come to Jesus, and he gives this public message to the crowds gathered, to this new group who wants to know about Jesus. The word used for life here in today's gospel in Greek is psuche. We get our own psyche from it. And its use in scriptures indicates to our self, our self-awareness, and in a sense to our self-centeredness. It can be used to describe life in general. Children and descendants are described as the living. This word is used to describe children and descendants in the Greek scriptures. And in Paul, it has a specific place to be the very human element of life. That, yes, it has been God-breathed. This word is used in Genesis chapter 2, when God breathes life, psuche, into the lump of clay, and that lump of clay stands up and is proclaimed as Adam, humanity itself. But the psuche tends to be self-referential. It has to be fulfilled by pneuma, by spirit, by the very life of God. And we see then in Genesis chapter 2 what happens when we are only self-referential, when we do not embrace the gift of God, the gift of spirit. And it is this gift of life, which is only self-referential, that we need to treat with, as Jesus says here, hatred, and there's no way to soften that word at all. Hatred or enmity, profound enmity. We need to step beyond our self-referential and into compassion for others. Our psuche, our self, gives us the awareness to be able to be open to the needs of others. But it needs pneuma, it needs spirit, it needs God to be able to complete and fulfill our life, our self-centered life. And this, of course, in a Western context in the 21st century, is a great challenge because the West relies on self-reliance, on an exaggerated sense of selfhood that can tweet every single motion of the self to others and impose it on the world at large. The self-referential is, in a sense, suicidal, because it closes us off from sharing, from openness, and above all, from understanding and compassion. And on the feast of Saint Lawrence, we must meditate again and again and again on moving away from self-reference to divine reference. Yes, accepting this gift of life, maintaining it, and at the same time not making my life, my individuality, and my being the center of the universe, but rather to join myself with the true center, the one who gives life and life eternal. And it is that joining with the true center of the universe which gives the martyrs like St. Lawrence the courage to embrace even the harshest of fates, the hatreds of others for their suche, for their life, and to move beyond life into eternal joy and peace, because they have given their life and so found it. They have sowed their life and so grown and borne fruit. We are called from the self-referential into the divine referential, the all-embracing, the all-loving, the all-understanding, the all-giving. And isn't it marvelous that it is Jesus' absolute confidence that this is possible for those who seek him? Amen. Thank you.